Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. You are here with the amazing Mindbusters, Roy and Adrian. And we are online with Roy right now, the amazing Mindbender and psychic. Roy, are you there?
Nathan, I'm here, and again, thank you for that opening. And again, we want to thank all our callers and listeners out there and for joining us again tonight. And we're looking forward to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Agent?
Well, tonight I'd like to talk a little bit about divination devices and how to use them and what is the power beyond people's psychic ability and how they can contact and communicate with spirits. And tonight I want to talk a little bit about the Ouija board. Now, everybody we know that is scared of the Ouija board, and that Art Bell has had people on his show about the Ouija board, and a lot of them got scared. What is so amazing about the Ouija board or the angel board to commune with spirits on the other side, Roy?
Well, we know that these boards are open, you know, that they can open up different portholes. The only thing that a lot of people have to make sure is that they have to do a clearing, you know, and smudge these boards before, you know, they decide to, you know, use these, because that will prevent any negative energies from coming through or any, you know, bad spirits from coming through. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I think it's a great device to use to commune with the spirits and to direct your energy and the intention behind it. If you can spell out the words and you're a great channeler, then you're a good conduit for opening up to that space. And that's just my belief. It's a communication. It's just another tool of communication, just like the pendulum that we're going to use tonight with the truth fairies. Well, you know a lot about fairies. We're going to go into that tonight as well. But with Ouija boards and spirit boards, they all work a little differently. Some direct positive energy, some direct negative. It just depends on how you use it and your intentions behind it. I think all devices are good. I don't judge any devices. I think they're all like a higher power, and they're all put here for a reason, just like the ruins. And we don't know how far, and that's another thing, really, we don't know how far numerology and how far astrology goes. We haven't really talked about that either. What's your belief on that?
Well, we know that that everything has to deal with numbers. I mean, our birthdays, you know, months, you know, our numbering system, everything. You know, if you look around, you know, so this could be, you know, thousands of years old, you know, back, you know, during the time when man finally, you know, decided to start using, you know, a lot of charts and maps and different stuff like that. So, you know, this goes way back. You know, what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I totally agree with that, Roy. It goes further back to the time of the Native Americans tradition, the Druids, the Wiccans, the Pagans. And they all have a connection, we know, with divination. And also, you know, we were talking about sweat lodges. That's another form of visions and connections, you know, like sun dances. That's another thing, you know, that the shamans, they study, you know. And scrying, you know, I heard of scrying as another form of connection, remote viewing,
scrying into crystal balls, scrying in the water, you know, using those elements to connect to the future. You know, there's all kinds of different ways you can connect with the future. Dowsing. Well, if you haven't heard about dowsing, another connection, dowsing. So, as we got five callers in, well, it looks like we got six callers in. Did you want to start, Roy?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get started.
Okay, let's first start with the first caller from the 330 area. You're on the air with Roy Nathan.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Nicole. I live in Lake Milton, Ohio.
And again, we want to welcome you to our show tonight. Now, how can we help you tonight?
Well, if you guys do readings, too, this is my, I'm a first-time caller, and I've never listened to the show before. It says readings and stuff. I'm listening to briefly what you guys are saying about the Ouija board and the future and stuff like that. I was wondering, like I said, I never listened to the show before. Like I said, I'm a first-time caller. But I was wondering, I do have a question, though.
Okay, and what is that?
All right. I was just wondering what's going on with the future between me and my ex-fiancé.
Adrian?
Okay. And have you ever heard of the like pendulum readings before?
No.
Well, what I do is I use a pendulum, and I got these charts here, and they're fairy charts, and we work with the fairies, and I smudge the pendulum and the chart, and basically these are yes and no questions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have master's charts, so the only thing I have is the fairies.
Okay.
So I let them guide me. I got charts, different kinds of charts, one for banishing.
Mm-hmm.
One for success, one for courage,
uh-huh.
location,
uh-huh.
joy,
uh-huh.
love, wellness, creativity, and so
uh-huh.
forth. So, but the question that you're asking would relate to love, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and look at your love chart. And see what we can pick up with love right now for you.
Okay.
From
okay.
See what messages the love fairies have for you.
Okay.
Okay, and what is your question?
My question is, me and my fiance were together for like 4 years, and last year we broken up, and he's met somebody new last year, and they're going to get married, they're engaged. To be married, and I'm really kind of like hurt over that. I had a close bond, I had a close connection to my fiance.
Okay.
So I just wondering, is this marriage gonna work out? Like I said, he was like my best friend. We had, like I said, we were really once close. Still texts me, still calls me periodically, but she doesn't like me. I was once close to his family kind of turned on me, so I'm just really hurt by the whole situation.
Okay, usually for those kind of situations, I start out with timing, because timing is really important for relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But since you've been together for a long period of time, I'm going to go directly with love. First of all,
mm-hmm.
I want to check your foundation and your connection with this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So just give me a moment.
Okay.
I'm checking right now. You're either going to tell me it's hot, cold, or warm.
I'm sorry, what?
It's going to tell me how strong your connection is on
okay.
a physical level. It's either going to give me a cold, hot, or warm. I just want to see where your condition is. Okay, right now it's saying that your connection is very cold. But your connection with this person on a physical level is very disconnected.
Yeah.
So it's not really going anywhere right now.
Yeah.
First, I want to see this.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that. I was going to say, is it you or him? But I'm going to check if it's either you or him, okay?
Okay.
If it goes to male, then you know it's him. If it goes to female, you know it's you. So.
Yeah.
Okay, it's swinging towards you.
Okay.
So something that you're disconnecting from him. Your energy. There's a blockage. And I'm trying to get where this blockage is, so just give me a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if it's in the heart center. Hold on, I have to switch charts to the banishing, because this won't tell me nothing if I go on a loved one.
Okay.
I'm kind of new to these charts, so I have to know what chart to flip to. So.
Oh, it's no problem. Sorry.
Is it fear, anger, hurt, or worry?
Well, that's what you're getting from me.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's going to hurt. Have you been hurt?
Very badly.
Okay, so it's coming from your heart chakra. That's what's stopping the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have low self-esteem?
Yeah.
Okay, so something on a physical level, that's how he sees you. That's what you're projecting to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, where do you get some his energy? Just trying to clear off.
Basically, what it's saying is you have to start loving yourself more in order to build that foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do that is affirmations. Roy, can you explain to her what affirmations are?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the best thing for affirmations is, you know, putting, you know, positive thoughts, you know, sending out, you know, to the universe so that, you know, things will start turning, you know, in a better direction for you. You know, like an affirmation is like saying to yourself, you know, I am kind, I am giving, you know, I am loving. You know, it's words like that, you know, that you're going to, you know, feed into the subconscious mind and help, you know, so that you'll have a stronger relationship and be more connected, you know, to whoever, you know, you decide that you want to come into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Stronger foundation.
Yeah, stronger foundation.
I'm wondering, Roy, if do you have your purple cards?
Just 1 minute.
Roy's going to give you a message from the Oracle card. So you need some affirmation.
And this comes from the Avalon Oracle cards. And these are really powerful cards because the messages that come through these cards are from the, you know, ascended masters that were there,
mm-hmm,
in Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I'm pulling right now is called the Wasp.
The what? I'm sorry, say it again.
Okay, the card that I pulled is called the Wasp.
Okay.
Okay. And just 1 second.
Okay.
Well, she got the wasp. That's not good.
And when the wasp appears, it's about anger, retaliation, and jealousy. Wasp has a stinger that hurts with poison when confronted. Be mindful of how you address the world when the wasp appears on your path. If you are not careful, you may sting or be stung. The wasp reminds you that pain is a choice, so don't waste your stinger on a petty quarrel. Are you jealous or envious or the victim of someone who is? Jealousy and envy are the children of fear and lack. Send love, light, and compassion, and stay clear of the sting. Mind your own business today and save it for a life and death situation. Chances are that whatever comes up today is smaller than you perceive it to be in a grand scheme of things. On the other hand, when you feel the sting of a wasp, be smart and swat it away. Defend yourself. The wasp sends an omen of warning to protect yourself as well. So in this relationship, have you been feeling some kind of resentment or something?
I was, but I also felt love too. Also, it was kind of like we had our good times, we had our bad times.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like an up and down, but I felt like, you know, we had a really good relationship.
Yeah. And are you communicating now? Are you on the?
We were communicating a few days ago, but it seems like this woman that he's engaged to is always around, and he can't get away from her.
Oh.
And she doesn't like me, so I was told. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why she don't like me, or... I never met this girl. But she doesn't like me.
And where do you want this to go? I mean,
hopefully, one day. I don't know. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what the future holds between me and him. I was hoping you guys would tell me. I'm hoping
it don't look good on the chart.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say is, where do you want this to go? I mean, if he's engaged and he's already, you know, thinking, you know, being with someone else, and whatever you had in the past is pretty much gone.
Yeah, there's no connection.
No. So, that's why this card, you know, from the Avalon deck mentioned, you know, don't waste a lot of time on something that you really don't need to waste time in, you know. Because all you're going to do is, you'll end up getting stung on the deal, you know, if you spend too much time on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be the victim.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
the main thing is, you know, whatever you had in the past, you know, just, send your forgiveness, you know, whatever, you know, hurt that he might have, you know, or whatever he might have told you, yeah. Main thing is, you know, where do you see yourself in the future, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I really don't know at this point. I'm doing my own thing right now. I'm not really really with anybody right now, but
have you had any other readers tell you that it wasn't going to work out?
I've had one told me before I broke up, so I didn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, now you're getting confirmation that it's not going to work out.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's going to judge you for your physical looks, that's not right, you know. And if he's going to be with somebody else because they're better looking, then it's not worth it.
Do you like to read books?
Yes.
There's a book, and it's called Sacred Contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And, Adrian, do you want to explain to her about that?
Well, in the sacred contract, we all made an agreement to come here and meet our soulmates.
Mm-hmm.
We were only going to be with them for a short amount of time to learn some lessons that we got to learn. And that was your contract, was to learn something from him so that you can have
yeah.
a better relationship.
Yeah.
And now you can have someone that will care about you on a physical level.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering. Yeah, I have a question. Do you guys see what his energy is towards me? I mean, you don't really. He's not really telling me much of anything. I mean, he tells me he cares about me, but he's still in this other relationship.
He's not showing it.
Yeah, like he texts me, says, "I like you." You know, tells me how much he misses me, and all of a sudden, third. But I don't
know.
I'm getting conflicted messages.
Hello.
Is he confused or what?
What I'm getting from that is he just sort of keeping you hanging on the line. And by doing that, he likes that attention that you give him because he knows he already has somebody new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what that was all about.
He wants to
yeah.
keep you when he is what Roy's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that's not a good place to be, you know. You're just going to have to cut those ties, you know, with them and move on.
Mm.
You know, that's main thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if he's engaged, that means he, you know, he wants to be with this other lady
yeah.
and, you know, and that's who he plans on marrying.
Called it off. I don't know, because he was scared, and I asked him, I said, why did you do that? He said, because I was scared. So I don't know if this is going to be the same scenario or what. I don't know.
Well, the main thing is, you know, is that something that you want to continue to be with somebody that don't know what they want.
Exactly.
I mean, even if he decides not to marry this other girl, you know, he's going to do the same thing to her like he
yeah.
did to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is to meditate on it and ask, you know, for you know, some messages, you know, from our, you know, whether it be your, you know, your angels or even ascended masters, you know, to you know,
yeah,
give you a message, you know, as to where,
yeah,
you know, this is going.
I have a message from the fairies I could read really quick.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a little prayer for you from the love fairies.
Okay.
It says, "Fairies in my heart is filled with love. That's true. I send it now from me to you."
Yeah.
And it says, "Fold a piece of paper, carry it with you to remind you of the enchantment. It will help to minimize love to you." So what you need to do is you need to write that down and carry it inside your pocket with a piece of paper.
Okay.
And say that enchantment. Yeah. It's kind of like affirmation.
Okay.
Mhm. Main thing is that, you know, we need to move on to the next person. You know, we do have some other callers, and again, we hope that we were able to help you with any messages that we received for you.
All right. Hey, thank you guys.
And thank you for joining us tonight. And Adrian, who's the next caller?
All right, thank you. Bye.
Go to the 615 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tanisha. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, and again, we want to welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I need some help deciding what I should do as far as school, like what major I should be in or what I should focus on.
What is your strong point? You know, what do you love doing more than anything?
Well, I love music, but I also love natural health, and I also love doing readings for people, like psychic readings and healing type things.
Adrian, what are you getting from the fairies?
What was your question?
What should I be focusing on in school, like when I go back to college? What would be the best courses?
So the chart I would pull would be career. The chart I would pull would be career.
Okay.
Success, courage, education, joy, wellness. Would that be under abundance? Would that be under success or abundance, Roy?
Well, that would be under success.
Okay. Well, let's go to success. Okay, success. Okay, the words I'm using is simplify, research, change, and expand. And you, what are you good at? What do you want to do?
I don't know. There's more than one thing that I would want to do, so I'm having a hard time making a decision.
Well, let's check the foundation on one of them that you want to do.
Okay.
What would be the first thing that you want to do?
Music, I guess.
Okay.
Now, is this something that comes natural for you, or do you have to work hard with it? I mean, do you struggle with it?
I do now. I kind of lost my voice for a while, and so I'm having to rebuild it. But I guess the readings, for doing readings for people in natural healing, kind of comes natural to me.
Well, let's first see if this is what the fairies want you to do.
Okay.
Let's see the weakness first. I just want to check the weakness. Let it be on a material level. Thank you. Okay, it's gone towards soon. No, never mind. Never mind. I was wrong. It's gone towards never. Yeah, it's a definite never. Don't do it.
For which one?
The reason I asked, does this come natural? Because if you have to struggle with it, then you're not going to advance that quickly in it. And it'll be a hard career for you.